Good morning. This is Kimberly with your 8 a.m. Z lines. In local news, a man in his 20s has died and four others have been injured at Tiwa Beach in the Kooloola Recreation Reserve when their car rolled at the popular four-wheel driving beach. Police say the group of five international tourists, all in their 20s, were driving on the sand north of Noosa when their Toyota Prado flipped multiple times. One passenger was thrown from the vehicle and the driver died at the scene. The forensic crash unit is investigating and authorities are trying to contact the driver's family overseas. An emergency biosecurity control order has been put in place for the Queensland and New South Wales border after fire ants were found in New South Wales for the first time since the Queensland infestation began over 20 years ago. Five red fire ants' nests have been found in northern New South Wales, with locals demanding urgent action to stop the southward march of red fire ants from Queensland. Fire ants are one of the world's worst super pests, with the potential to devastate Australia's environment and agriculture if infestations are not contained. In national news, the federal government will commit $255 million to boost the Australian police and border force operations in response to the 93 detainees, including convicted criminals, who were released from immigration detention following a decision handed down by the High Court earlier this month. This will include additional Border Force staff and oversight of the ongoing monitoring of the non-citizens, such as the use of ankle bracelets. The government claims the measures will increase safety in the community. More than 100 protesters have been arrested over the weekend for participating in a floating blockade of a major coal port in Newcastle. A reported 1,500 protesters took turns paddling out into Port of Newcastle's shipping lane to maintain a 30-hour blockade, calling on the coal port to close by 2030 and for the federal government to cancel all new fossil fuel projects. The protesters claim more than 500,000 tonnes of coal was prevented from leaving the port for the duration of the action, with coal exporters potentially losing hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue. In international news, over the weekend, a total of 41 hostages held by Hamas and 78 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli prisons were released as part of an agreement that also includes a four-day pause in fighting. Since the pause started, the UN says they have also increased delivery of humanitarian assistance into Gaza. The deal was brokered by the US and Qatar and is set to run for another 2 days. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's your